We serve a good God. Tonight we're going to turn to John chapter 11, starting at verse 38, and we will be reading down to verse 43. After that, we are going to take a skip over to Proverbs chapter 3. If you have it, say amen. 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 Okay, read with me. Jesus, therefore, again, groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou heardest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Now we're going to go over to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. It's going to take me a while tonight to get to Lazarus, and you might be wondering for a little bit where Lazarus fits. But when that happens, just hang on. I'm going to get to Lazarus eventually. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Tonight I want to briefly speak on the title, The Jesus Perspective. The Jesus Perspective. Let's pray. Jesus, we love you. We thank you that we're able to come into your house tonight. We thank you for your word. Lord, tonight we pray that you'll speak to us. We'll pray that you'll give us ears to hear and hearts to receive whatever it is you have to say to us, Lord. But above all else, let your name be glorified among us tonight. In the wonderful name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. Behavioral science is the study of human behavior. Essentially, they study the way we think and the way we take what we think and put it into action. There have been studies in behavioral science that show that we don't actually, as humans, see things as they are. We see things as we are and how we are affected by events or situations that happen. We take these things and we make interpretations according to our beliefs and the things that we've experienced. We give meanings to these things in the context of the different circumstances that we find ourselves in. They actually say that once we've adopted a certain perspective, it's very difficult to change it. And it's even more difficult to take somebody else's perspective that is different from ours. And they say that this is because of something called conformatory bias. And conformatory bias essentially says that we see what we expect to see. We seek out and we interpret information in a way that will likely confirm our perspective. So the human perspective, it's influenced by many things. The way that we understand the world to be is filtered through the lens of the things that we experience. Our cultural background, for example, might affect our political views or the way we relate to others. Gender. As a woman, my perspective on things are innately different from that of the opposite gender. We may see the same thing, we may experience the same thing, but we understand it differently. It's because of perspective. Experience changes the way we understand the world. It changes the way we understand each other and the things that happen in our lives. the human perspective. It's so uniquely individual. It's so subjective. When you're taking something and you're basing it on background, culture, experience, even our moods, like it or not, depending on the mood that you're in, your perspective is going to be different. You know, they say that you shouldn't go and shop for groceries when you're hungry, because you'll come home and have a very different perspective on the things that you should have bought. I'm going to understand things differently simply because I'm viewing it through my eyes. Our perspective on the things that we go through and the circumstances that happen in our lives as Christians causes us to either walk in defeat or walk in victory. So then perspective is powerful. Perspective is important. It forms the substance of our understanding, and it determines the attitudes that we're going to have when we face issues in life. Tonight, I'm going to probably work a little bit backwards because I want to give you the most important point or the important thing that I have to say first. Even before I tell you what the Jesus perspective is, I want to tell you that the Jesus perspective is a way of life. We are creatures of habit. We do a lot of things without realizing it on instinct. For instance, my alarm. It rings every morning at 5 a.m., and every morning I hit the snooze button exactly 2 times, and I jump out of bed on the 3rd time. Now, I don't go to bed and say, well, now, LaToya, in the morning, when your alarm rings, be sure to hit the snooze button exactly 2 times and jump out of bed on the 3rd time. But I do it every morning. It never fails. I hit the snooze button 2 times, and I jump out of bed on the 3rd ring. It's a habit. It's something I do. It's something that I've always done. So what I want to talk about tonight is not how to get through hardship. It's not how to get through difficult situations. What I want to get to you is a Jesus perspective. Not a way of seeing things when they happen or seeing life when it happens, but having a Jesus perspective, meaning that you're living every day in such a way that when difficulty does happen, you can look at it, acknowledge it, say no biggie, and keep walking. Why can you do that? Because you have certain habits. There are certain things that have become instinctive to you. You do it every day, no matter what. You can trust him when things happen, well, because you do it every day, no matter what, all the time. You can see things the way he sees it, because it's what you do every day, no matter what. You can acknowledge him even when you're going through the most difficult time of your life, because it's what you do every day, all the time, no matter what. The Jesus perspective. Like I instinctively hit the snooze button, the Jesus perspective becomes an instinctual way of seeing life. As followers of Christ, we're called to put aside societal ways of understanding and take on his perspective in viewing ourselves, each other, and the situations that happen in our lives. Though behavioral scientists say that once we've adopted a perspective, it's very difficult to change it, and it's even more difficult to take somebody else's perspective that is different from us, the Jesus challenges us to do exactly that. He challenges us to put aside our natural way of seeing and take his perspective in every area of our lives. Actually, the challenge is to put aside our natural way of doing life and to allow ourselves to be transformed by him and to take on his way of doing things. Galatians 2 and 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. We died. When we stood at the cross of repentance, we died. When we said, Jesus, forgive me, I give my life to you, we died. When we went down in the waters of baptism, we died. Our lives were no longer our own because it was bought with a price. And when we gave it to Jesus, we died. Now when we go through life, it's not supposed to be us anymore. It's supposed to be Jesus. Over and over in Scripture, it is emphasized that we are no longer simply human beings ruled by biological human instinct. We're human, yes, but Christ is now living in us. And the challenge is to allow him to change us to be more like him, to see life and to live life from his point of view and not what society or scientists says we're hardwired to do. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. In the New Living, it says, you must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. So perspective, it determines attitude. And if we're going to have the same attitude that Jesus had, we must first have his perspective on life. So how do we react when somebody does something spiteful against us? Or when somebody upsets us at work? Well, we react in accordance to the way that we view the situation. For instance, Jesus views everyone as a soul that he died for. And if we have his perspective, then when somebody upsets us, we're going to see this person as a soul that he died for, a soul that needs saving. And our attitude towards that person that has wronged us will be one of compassion. Because we don't simply see what they did. We see what they need. When things come our way and the attitude that we have will completely depend on whose perspective we're looking at it from. I can get through this because Jesus is going to make a way. I can trust him because he's going to get me through this, because he has everything under control. There's a reason things are the way they are right now, but it will not be like this forever. It's all about perspective. Romans 12 and 2. In the New Living, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. We live in a kingdom culture. Everything within a kingdom revolves around the will of the master of that kingdom. Our perspective in life is a direct reflection of the will of whoever your master is. If you want to know who your king is, look at the way you think. How do you view life? How do you view the circumstances that happen? What is your attitude? Because there's only two kings. Either Jesus is your king or the devil is your king, but we all have a king, and we are all ruled by a kingdom. Living for Jesus, being a citizen of the kingdom of God, it means that when life happens, we understand that the outcome of situations is not based on what we can see, but on what Jesus has determined it should be and it will be. This morning, Reverend Armstrong, he spoke on No Way Out. And it occurred to me that sometimes we find ourselves in Egypt. And God has made a way of deliverance. There is a great deliverance coming. But we fail to get out of Egypt because we're so busy looking at the Egypt around us that we miss the deliverance right in front of us. Sometimes we go through situations and circumstances in our life. And instead of looking at Jesus and looking at the fact that he is great and he can make a way and he will make a way, instead of seeing the way that he's given us out, we focus on the situation and we stay stuck in that situation, even though Jesus has offered us a way out. One commentator said that when Proverbs 3 speaks of leaning not to thy own understanding, essentially what the author is saying is rest your intellect upon the intellect of God. Martha was a doer. She was the type of person that got things done. If it needed doing, she did it. She found herself in a terrible situation that she really couldn't do anything about. And Jesus says, your brother is going to live. And she was like, yeah, he's going to live. He's going to rise again in the last day at the resurrection. But that's not what Jesus was talking about. In John chapter 11, verse 25, Jesus says to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Martha then makes the great confession of Peter before her. She says, yes, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ. She knew who Jesus was. She knew his power. She knew that he was able. She says, you are the Messiah, the one that we've been waiting for. She knew that Jesus loved her, loved her sister, and even dead Lazarus. But then Jesus said something. He says, take away the stone. But Martha's perspective went straight past Jesus and went straight to what her eyes could see and what her senses could feel, what her senses could understand, that Lazarus was dead. In many ways, we are like Martha. We love to serve and we love to get things done. We believe that Jesus is Lord and everything that comes with that. We believe that he is able. We believe that he has the power to do anything. We believe that he loves us. But in this circumstance, all I see is what it looks like. It looks like I cannot pay the bills. It looks like my kids are not behaving. It looks like my job is not working out so well. It looks like my marriage is falling apart. Friendships are falling apart. It looks like life is just not going so well. It looks like Lazarus is dead. If you've lived long enough, you're going to go through some things in life that, by the looks of them, by your perspective, it is not very good. If you're not used to relying on Jesus and having a Jesus perspective, and if it has not already become a natural way of doing life, if you're not accustomed to seeing things in light of him, his perspective, and his will, you're going to look at this situation and say, man, I don't think I can get through this. I don't think anything can come of this. I just don't think I have the strength. I don't see any way. But if we have trained ourselves to see things through Jesus' eyes, from Jesus' perspective, if we're used to saying, Jesus, what do you think? What can you do through this? What is your will in this? If you're used to looking for Jesus in the middle of the good and the bad, when things come your way, you can easily say, Jesus, I trust you. Psalm 61, verse 2. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Jesus, I trust you, I trust you, I trust you. Those that know me really well, they know something about me. They know that I love to learn. I am the type of person that will actually wake up in the morning and say, Jesus, teach me something today. Well, the problem is that I've actually lived to regret saying that to him on more than a few occasions. I still say it to him, but I have lived to regret it because the fact is learning does not always feel very good. He doesn't always teach us in the way that we want. So I've actually stopped learned to stop saying certain things like, it cannot get any worse than this. Because if there's one thing I've learned about life, as bad as it looks, it can always get worse. But I've also learned something else, even more important than that. And it is this, that as bad as the situation may look, Jesus is greater. With Jesus by my side, It really doesn't matter how bad the situation gets, because from his perspective, he is saying, I'm God, I got this, I got you, don't worry, just trust me. Lazarus was beyond dead. He was dead and then some. He was dead for 4 days. And Martha said, by this time, he stinketh. What she failed to see is that even when the situation stinks, Jesus is still able to work. I'm not putting Martha down, because we have the same reaction too when things happen. We look at the circumstances and say, it stinks. Nothing can come of it. And we get caught up in the moment and we forget that even when the situation stinks, my Jesus is still able to work. He is still able to make a way. From Jesus's perspective, he wasn't thinking about the stench of Lazarus in the grave, but he was smelling the sweet aroma of washed up, fixed up Lazarus, living Lazarus. That's why he could go to the cross for us. That's why he could give his life for ours. He didn't see the us that we were in this mess called life. Jesus saw what we could become. He saw what we would be. Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. A Jesus perspective. Jesus's perspective was not limited to the cross. It was not limited to the pain of the cross. Because when he looked at the cross, he saw us. He was able to endure it while looking past it. Because when he looked past it, he saw the mission to seek and to save that which was lost. You see, Jesus sees possibility in every situation. He sees what can be. He sees what will be. He is the God of possibilities. A great Pentecostal evangelist once said that when we come to the place of impossibilities, it is the grandest place to see the possibilities of God. A Jesus perspective says, something can happen through this. I may not understand what's going on. I may not understand what it looks like, but he is able to do something through this. We serve a God of possibilities. When we begin to see life from that perspective, from a perspective of possibility, it is then that we begin to understand things the way he understands it. When we begin to understand things the way he understands it, we can then begin to trust him through anything, through the good and through the bad. We're able to trust him through anything. Now, I'm not talking about understanding the ways of God or the why he allows certain things to happen. Because the fact is that there are certain things in life that as much as I think about them or try to understand them, we will never be able to understand certain things. The Bible says that his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. They are higher than ours. Sometimes he's going to allow things to happen that we just don't get. We can try to understand them, but we're still not going to get them. Why am I going through this? But it's about seeing life through his eyes and not our own. He sees what can become of our circumstances. He sees the people that can be touched, the souls that can be reached, and the people that can be delivered through our experiences. And I'm closing. So there was a time in my life where I hated life. I looked at my circumstances, and all I saw was hopelessness. There was no joy, no hope. I felt like I was in a dark hole, and the only way was going down that dark hole. Every day I opened my eyes, and all I saw was darkness. So I decided that I didn't want to live anymore, and I tried to take my own life. Now, it didn't work, obviously, because years later, I'm still here. But the point is that from my perspective, what my perspective was formed upon what I saw happening in my life. That was my perspective. It was formed by what I could feel, what I could see. And because my perspective was formed on what I could feel and see, that is what I trusted in. My attitude was a direct consequence of what I trusted and what my perspective was. But Jesus saw something different. He didn't see what was. He is a God of possibilities. That if we just, as we go through life, we remember that He is a God of possibilities. And being a God of possibilities mean that He doesn't see what is, He sees what will be. He saw what could be. He saw what would be. So our understanding of the situation may say, this hurts. This is painful. But the way Jesus sees it is, I am the comforter. I'm just trying to get you to lean on me just a little bit. Our understanding of the situation may say, I don't see a way. But Jesus is saying, I'm going to make a way. I am the way maker. Saints, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. And lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will. He will direct your path. We serve a Jesus who turned water into wine. He walked on water, and with the words, peace be still, the wind and the waves obeyed Him. He made the lame to walk, the deaf to hear, the blind to see. He heals the brokenhearted and sets captives free. He raises every dead thing to life. Every dead thing in your life, Jesus can raise it to life. So trust in the Lord with all thy might and lean not to thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. I love questions. So, I have a couple of questions tonight. Who is Lord over your mind? Who is Lord over your perspective? Who is your King? If your answer to that is Jesus, then trust Him, no matter what. Just trust Him. If you'll stand with me. The Jesus perspective. He sees everything in terms of possibility. Possibility means hope. Something can happen through this. I may not understand why. I may not understand how. But Jesus is going to make something of this. It may not be now. It may not be a year down the road. It may be 10 years down the road. But Jesus is going to work something through this. The Jesus perspective. Tonight, I want to encourage you that if you're going through something that is difficult in your life right now, if there is something in your life that you look at it and all you can say is it stinks, will you remember that Jesus specializes in situations that stink? He can make a way. Will you tonight look at it through Jesus' eyes, through His perspective? If you're in a good place and you're just doing life, can I remind you, or can I encourage you, that as you're going through your life, as you're going through your day and doing whatever it is that you do, you go to school, you go to work, whatever it is that you do, make the Jesus perspective a part of your life now. Because when you walk through the fire, you're going to need His eyes. You're going to need His perspective. I want to encourage you to make the Jesus perspective a way of life. I see things through His eyes because that's just what I do. That's just the way I am all the time. I see a possibility in this situation. I see how Jesus can make a way because it's just how I think. It's just how I am, like all the time. I see a great deliverance coming my way. It may look like Egypt all around me right now, but there's a great deliverance coming my way, and I'm going to believe it with everything that I have because it's just what I do. It's just how I am all the time. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. So tonight, will you ask God and say, Lord, help me to trust you. Help me to lean on you. Help me to have your perspective in everything that I do. Let's pray. Jesus, we love you. We thank you, Lord God, that you'll answer us and you hear us when we call upon you. We thank you that you have great plans for our lives. That you mean us to prosper. That you mean good for us. That the thoughts that you have towards us are good. Jesus, we pray tonight that you'll just begin to touch us, to touch our minds, Lord God, and to help us to have a deeper perspective on life, to see life through your eyes, Lord. We pray, Jesus, that when we go through circumstances and situations that we just might not understand, that you'll help us to see you in the middle of it, Lord, to see the possibilities that can happen in every situation that we go through. Speak to us tonight, Jesus. Change us tonight, Lord. And we'll be careful to give you all the glory and all the praise and all the honor. In your wonderful name, in Jesus' name, will you find a place to pray tonight?